Hey, what up, guys? It's 1615 Media and Podcast, and I'm your host, Ronnie Ranson. Oh, man, it feels good to be back. I tell you guys this much, man. I've been all over from Dallas. I've been in Houston. I've been in the West Texas area, just moving and moving, promoting the podcast, trying to get people to follow Christ in a real swag-like way. I thank you guys for listening. I thank you guys for sharing the video. I'm now put out through Apple, Spotify, so you can search me that way. You can also follow me on Instagram at Ronnie Ranson. Happy New Year's to everybody. For those of you guys with New Year's resolutions, I pray that you guys dominate and you focus extremely hard every single day on breaking that demon. You know, one thing I see a lot of when I'm in the gym, every January and February, the gym is completely full, right? People are motivated. People are ambitious. They're like, oh, I'm going to lose this weight, or oh, I'm going to gain this muscle mass. But what happens over time is when you don't see an actual change, you get discouraged. But see, you know, everyone knows who works out. It's a process. You know, you have to be consistent. You have to eat right. You have to do so many things right. When you're done working out, you go look in that mirror. You don't see an automatic change. You're like, man, I don't even want to go to the gym tomorrow. It's just not working for me. But I don't want y'all to be like that this year. I want you to focus on breaking those generational curses, man. If you're looking to lose weight, man, God bless you. Do what you got to do. Focus hard. We're going to get into the message now because that's not part of today's topic. Before we get into today's topic and before I share the scripture with you guys that I wanted to share, I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt like you were being pressured and bullied, and you just had to respond the way you know how, right? When you have confrontation, it gives you a comfortable feeling when you can respond and put somebody in check, right? That's the way you feel. It's like, don't come at me like that, bruh. Been there, done that, right? But that's not how we're supposed to deal with confrontation. I see a lot of people on Facebook, you know, they get into these political discussions. Before you know it, you have people who are friends that didn't know you felt like that. Maybe you're a Democrat, maybe they're a Republican, and now y'all are arguing with each other. Y'all are having confrontation. And how are you going to deal with it? See what I'm saying? Christ dealt with confrontation very class-like, very classy. I'm going to tell you how he dealt with confrontation in Matthew verses 21, verses 23, when the authority of Jesus was challenged. Right? We know that Jesus was challenged, so we know we're going to be challenged. When you follow Christ, you're going to be challenged. It's a very, very promising thing. Christ said that we're going to deal with some of the things he deals with. So if he was challenged, you know, we're going to be challenged, all right? How do you deal with confrontation, though? See, me, I'll be honest. I used to be a very, very temperamental person. Like, if you said something to me and I felt I was being disrespected, and I felt I was being put in a corner, my blood pressure went up. I was like, I'm not going to be bullied. I'm not going to be punked, right? But ultimately, I was allowing myself to feel like that. That was the flesh in me. So, like, I noticed one thing as I've grown in my relationship, and I'm still not where I want to be. It's an everyday mission. But one thing that I've experienced is that the closer I've gotten to him, the less I rely on my flesh. Like, my flesh be wanting to smack folks sometimes. Right? It's in me to want those things. It's in my flesh when somebody cuts me off in traffic to want to get out, knock on their glass, be like, yo, was that really necessary for you to cross in front of my lane like this? Like, those things do take place. But the more that you grow with Christ, you start to find that that flesh doesn't have access to your mind anymore. It's like a slow process, but it's something you have to do daily. You have to learn daily to count on Christ, not your flesh. It's a renewing of your mind, like it says in Romans, okay? So I'm going to tell you how Christ dealt with confrontation in one particular situation. Now, we know that responding to people in a time of confrontation isn't always wrong, but it's whenever you have that temper. How do you deal with confrontation? Check out how Jesus dealt with confrontation in Matthew 21. Verses 23. It says, he entered the temple And the chief of the priests and the elders of the people came up to him as he was teaching. So imagine Jesus is in this circle of people. He's sitting down. He's like, yo, check it out. This is where we come from. God this, God that. And like the chief of priests comes and says, hey, by what authority are you doing these things? So imagine Jesus chilling and like the priest comes up to him and like checks him. He said, by what authority are you doing these things? Jesus said to them, I will ask you one question, and if you tell me the answer, then I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. So notice this. Jesus is being confronted, so we have a confrontation. But he said, if you answer my question, I'll answer yours. So that shows the authority right there in Christ. Okay? He basically said, I don't have to answer you, but I will if you answer my question. Okay? So at this point, he says, the baptism of John, where did it come from? Where did the baptism of John come from? Okay? From heaven or from man? So the priests sat there and they discussed it. And they were like, man, if we say from heaven, he's going to say to us, why didn't you believe him? But if we say it came from man, we're afraid of the crowd, for all they hold that John was a prophet. So they answered Jesus. They said, we don't know. Because, you know, the priest didn't want to sound wrong. They didn't want to answer one particular way and be wrong to Jesus, because deep down they knew where Christ got his authority from. Right. So Christ responds to them in a real peaceful way. You know, the priest said, we don't know. We don't know where the baptism of John came from. Christ said, well, neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. So here's the trick here. If the priests don't know where the baptism of John came from, which they did know, but they were in denial, then why would they respect where Christ got his authority from? So now we're dealing with the same problem, but Christ knew that it was going to be a problem. So he chose not to invest in answering the question. Sometimes you have to decide not to want to answer the question. You get pulled over by the police. They're interrogating you about things. They already know the answer. They know you're innocent. But the more you talk, the more you look guilty. Just be quiet and let your attorney deal with those things, right? We all know that when you're in a legal situation and you get pulled over and the cop says, hey, we need to search your car, we all know that you have the right to remain silent. So did Christ. He remained silent in the situation. It saved him the trouble. You know, the Bible says, don't cast your pearls to swine. What does that mean? It means sometimes you have something so valuable, but if you give it to pigs, they're not going to appreciate the value in what you just gave them. You see a cold pig right now and you give it a white fur coat. It might keep the pig warm, but he's still going to roll in mud. It's a pig. He doesn't know the value. Right. So some things you just don't invest in. Sometimes it's just better to be quiet. So for 2019, I want you guys to remember this podcast segment. And if you need to listen to it again, if you know somebody who has a bad temper and they have problems with, oh, you ain't gonna disrespect me, man, chill out, bro. It's not that serious. See, the flesh in me versus the God in me. Every time that I fail God and I let that flesh come out, I feel disappointed. Right? And 2019 only means that we're going to be better and better every day. So I want all my people out there who are listening to this segment, share it with your friends. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter at Ronnie Ranson. May your 2019 be blessed. Less flesh, more God, no confrontation. God bless y'all. We'll see y'all soon.